This is the beginning of National Fall Cleanup Time. It's also Granddad's Day. Celebrate. Clean up Granddad. Monitor Music, Mrs. Robinson by Don Costa. Banner week. There was new hope for the aged. Pancho Gonzalez, old man, 40, beat some of the better youngsters and reached the quarterfinals in the U.S. Open Championships at Forest Hills. Now look, in case any of us old folks get carried away by that, we'll hear about college football in this half hour. That'll hold you. Here's Petula Clark's latest, Once in a Million. One in a Million.
Now that you're mine, I wanna say, yeah.
Devine, coach of Missouri University, has made one of the best records in college football. Next up on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation, because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler, because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same, and that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Under the tutelage of Coach Dan Devine, Missouri University football teams have ranked among the 10 best in the nation for the last 10 years. His story from Bob Ingham.
Under your regime, Missouri University has moved into the top 10 schools over the nation in playing winning football during the past decade. Dan Devine, what's your secret to annually turning out winning football clubs at that Tiger school?
Well, Bob, I wasn't aware that our record was that good, but I'm pleased that it is. I don't think that we have any secret. I think we've been blessed with a dedicated type of athlete, good coaching staff. It takes the cooperation of a lot of people to field a winning football team, so I don't believe we have any secret at all. Hard work, if anything.
During your tenure at Mizzou, Dan, I imagine that you're rather proud of some of your prodigies.
Well, I think, Bob, that we have a very representative team. We think that we have a very good cross-section of the student body, and we're very proud of the product that we've produced. I think that we've had everybody in just about every college on our campus, and we have 13 colleges on our campus.
Dan, how do you compare Big 8 football with that of the conferences around the country, either those you play regularly or those that you've met in bowl games?
Bob, I think I could answer that question by saying last year we won our three non-conference games, and we still lost three games in the Big 8. Nebraska won their three non-conference games, but lost four within the Big 8 conference. So we feel that our league is as strong as anybody. There's a lot of good leagues in the country, but I don't think any conference has built its football up as much as the Big 8. And, of course, that's great for the fans and great for the alumni, but it's not too good for the coaches.
And as the Big 8 enters the 1968 season, preseason polls seem to have you in the catbird seat. You haven't been picked as a champ, but you'll have a lot to say about who the champion is.
Well, again, in our league, Bob, I think we have an unusual situation where we have four quarterbacks, any of which could be first-team All-American without any problem. Bob Anderson of Colorado and Bob Douglas of Kansas and Bob Warmack of Oklahoma and Frank Patrick of Nebraska. Missouri's the only one that doesn't return their starting quarterback. Everybody else does. So we have a league of great quarterbacks, and I think maybe the reason that we haven't been picked so high is that there is so much talent returning, and of course Oklahoma, the conference champ, returns virtually the same offensive team they had last year. And then I think you overlook the fact that last year Oklahoma led the nation in defense against scoring. Nebraska led the nation in total defense, so we had the two best defensive teams in our league also.
Dan, you've already answered my last question, so as coach and athletic director at Missouri University, best of luck in the 68th season and in many years to come.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's always a real pleasure to visit with you.
Now, this is Bob Ingham for Monitor Sports in Columbia, Missouri.
At 15, make it 16 after the hour. Make it 15. Make it anything you want. You're one minute away from the foot of the hill. Oh, I don't know what kind of day this is going to be. If it gets any worse, I won't be here. Well, you're on the monitor beacon.
Schaefer is the one minute have when you're having more than one. Britain on Broadway. Great show at Macy's Herald Square. Great festival you just mustn't miss. British exhibits, demonstrations, spectacles. British drama that fills every floor of the world's largest store. British fashion shows and beauty clinics. Everything British. From walking sticks to steak knives. From clan plaid kilts to cookware. Don't miss the great sights, the great sounds of Macy's Great Festival of Great Britain. Don't miss Britain.
Monitor Music, it's Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with The Fool on the Hill. American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a minute, Dr. George Gallup.
Oh, what a beautiful Javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer, but I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped Javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a Javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales. In cars! It's summer! And you?
You may win a Javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers, 18 and over, eligible. Nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. Now here's Dr. George Gallup and his associate, Rex Marshall.
Well, Dr. Gallup, the presidential campaign is now officially underway. And I've been wondering, how much influence does this campaigning have on the voters?
Well, not much, Rex. Despite the frenetic activity of candidates, the running about, handshaking, touring of city streets, waving wildly to people, this type of campaigning seems to be not only ineffective, but dangerous to the health, and I might add, to the life of a candidate.
Why do they do it then?
Well, somehow the myth is deeply embedded in the mind of political candidates that if they can only be seen and touched and heard, they will automatically win a lot of votes. Anyone who will take the time to analyze the election statistics will quickly prove to himself that this theory simply doesn't hold water. Let me explain. Suppose a candidate makes a barnstorming trip across a state. He hasn't time to do the same thing in the adjoining state. Now, if this kind of campaigning makes votes, then the vote in the state he visited should be higher. It should reflect the success of this effort, but it almost never does.
Of course, they do need a chance, don't they, to deliver speeches on their positions and points of view?
Well, you know, there are two kinds of campaign speeches. Those delivered in person, the give-em-hell type of speech designed to get wild applause from the party faithful. And then there's the quiet, thoughtful speech presented on the radio or TV that is designed to reach and to persuade the millions of voters who have still not made up their minds on how they'll vote. This is the way a candidate should spend his time and effort.
Well, Dr. Gallup, I can see that this certainly would save a lot of physical energy and mental also. And incidentally, it could be the means of shortening the campaign, too, couldn't it?
It certainly could. Every 4 years in America, we devote months to political campaigning. In Great Britain, once Parliament is dissolved and the call goes forth for a new election, only 21 days are allowed for campaigning. That's a very short time, but it seems to be ample in this day of television when people can see the candidates in their own homes.
I should think the candidates would like this, too.
Well, I'm sure they would. But what is even more important, we find that the American people like this idea of a shorter campaign and one that is fought on a higher and a more thoughtful level.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week. This is Rex Marshall for Monitor.
Later today, Bob and Ray comment on American Political Scene 68. Vic Damone's latest, Why Can't I Walk Away?
Why can't I walk away? Why can't I just forget? Why can't I make believe we never met? What makes my heart refuse to close the door? What crazy fool would face the truth yet ask for more? Why must I play the clown who walks an empty stage? Why can't I ring the curtain down? He could say goodbye. Why must I play the clown who walks an empty stage? If she could say goodbye, if she could walk away,
tell you about Now. It's a new program, 5 minutes, Monday through Friday in the afternoon. If you're driving home from work or at home getting dinner, you can hear up-tempo music, interviews with pace setters, find out what's happening on the contemporary scene. Listen for it starting tomorrow, September 9, on NBC Radio. Now. Now, music.
new one by John Barry, Highway 101. If you're traveling in or near Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and you're listening to KELO, your NBC station. Monitor and Morgan will be back after a brief timeout.
Hark! Meetings I hear. Shakespeare's famous words that ring in my ear. Tis
Students, those yellow crosswalks you see at the intersections near your school were put there by your traffic department as part of its Safe Route to School program. Use them whenever you see them, and they'll help you get across the street safely. Never cross in the middle of the block, because drivers don't expect to see you there. It's 2:30.
Phone ringing? It could be WNBC, fortune phoning you. Find out how you can be a fortune phone winner. Listen to WNBC Radio 66 and WNBC FM New York.
In the news, Mayor Lindsay and most major parties concerned with New York City school crisis are meeting this afternoon at City Hall. However, Teachers Union President Albert Shanker says that at this time, the opening of school tomorrow is an impossibility. At this hour, teachers are still casting their votes on the strike issue. Meanwhile, School Superintendent Bernard Donovan says a strike could possibly lead to violence and that he'll decide later today whether it will be necessary to shut down the school. New York Senator Jacob Javits has called for a cessation of the bombing of North Vietnam, recognition of National Liberation Front, and de-Americanization of the Vietnam War. Bronx Borough President Herman Badillo said today it was alarming that no arrests were made during last week's attack against Black Panthers in the Brooklyn Criminal Court building, allegedly by some off-duty policemen. The weather is sunny and pleasant this afternoon, the present temperature 80 degrees. The pollen count is 7. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Thank you.
time, 25 minutes before 3 o'clock. It's 80 degrees. The pollen count is 7 here in New York City. And the outlook for tomorrow, fair and warm.
Don't move, just leave your dollar mouth with ears on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Morgan here. We'll have a little armchair golf in this half hour of Monitor, live from Akron, Ohio, where they're playing the World Series of Golf. Well, they got a World Series of practically everything now. They start one for talking, I'll enter. That's my kind of sport. Here's my kind of music, five-card stud, Dean Martin.
He was king at five-card stud. The stranger's game was five-card stud. He was hard to beat. Rather play than eat. Long as it was five card stud. When he played for blood. When this rambling gambling man said, dealer, you had better beware. Bet your poke and he'd leave you broke. Then he'd make a joke as he slyly grinned. Then he'd say, that's enough today. And he'd ride away like the wind. Stud was all he'd lived and breathed. But now and then a fire seen. Liked his girls and fun. Then he'd up and run. Run right back to five card stud. Never played two hands the same. He could bluff you blind, and swear that he invented the game. How he loved that five card stud. Life to him was five card stud. When he played for blood. He was king at five card stud.
You're talking about the times that you used to have. I said you're telling the stories of the good old days. You know, a long time ago, folks used to take their clothes down to the river, put them in the cold water, and beat the dirt out of them with the rocks to get them clean. Today, you can still put your clothes in cold water and beat the dirt out by rocking your clothes with cold power powder. 'Cause it's made to get out the worst kind of dirt, even in cold water. Never worry about shrinking or fading, colors running or staining like they can in hot water. You get a clean, bright wash with cold power powder, folks. A bright wash today, get a white wash today. If you sock some cold power to it, baby, sock some cold power to it.
Now, on the line with Bob Considine. Brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Astronaut John Glenn shook tens of thousands of hands during the recent Democratic convention. The clean-cut, personable spaceman is everybody's hero. But he left Chicago empty-handed, so far as his deep political persuasions are concerned. I'll be back with more on that after this. Getting the kids ready to go back to school, clothes, shoes, books, paper, lots of things. One important thing you should not overlook is student accident insurance. And here's why.
Thousands of public and parochial schools across the country are offering Mutual of Omaha's student accident insurance. You need it to protect your family's budget from today's high costs of hospital and medical treatment if your child has a school time accident. Mutual of Omaha's student accident insurance can pay in addition to any other family health insurance you may have. The cost is only a few cents a day. Your children are protected at school, going to and from school, at school-sponsored or authorized activities for the whole school year. These Mutual of Omaha plans can pay up to $5,000 to cover medical, surgical, hospital expenses, even dental expenses caused by an accident. Ask your child for the application form he'll bring home from school. The enrollment time is now. Student Accident Insurance, another service from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Bobby Kennedy would have won the nomination if he had lived, astronaut John Glenn told me, speaking of his late friend. Bobby's victory in the California primary would have really gotten him rolling, and he would have taken the convention at Chicago by storm. He was the only man, Glenn went on, who was able to bridge all the dissident forces in the Democratic Party. He meant something to all the factions, from the followers of Martin Luther King to those of Vice President Humphrey. Unquote. But for fate and fortune, it is conceivable that the Democrats might have come up with a Robert Kennedy, John Glenn ticket. It serves no purpose here, of course, to speculate on just how well the New York senator would have done if the assassin's bullet had missed. He seemed indeed, as John Glenn says, really beginning to roll. He had unlimited financial backing, endless energy, and bottomless ambition. If President Johnson had withheld his public support of his vice president during that period, as he did, Kennedy's chances would have been further improved. Well, ill fate struck Glenn, too. The man who spun around the earth three times at 17,500 miles an hour and survived a fiery re-entry into the atmosphere, expecting momentarily to be incinerated, was knocked out of a promising political career by an accident in his bathroom, of all places. He was replacing a mirror in his medicine cabinet. It slipped. Glenn ducked. The throw rug under his feet skidded. He fell heavily against the tub. A door of the slide door shower arrangement was open. Glenn's left temple crashed against the sharp metals on which the door slid. Told me later he nearly died there on the floor in the United States Senate. That accident, that crazy accident, knocked him out of the race. Glenn shakes his head and smiles at that thought. Most unlikely, he says. But the bug has bitten him, my friends. This is Bob Considine from Monitor. Now, this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Most Mutual of Omaha policy owners are paid within 24 to 48 hours after they apply for benefits. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later today for On the Line with Bob Considine. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
It's real. It's here. It's happening on WNBC Radio 66. This is Jim Gerhardt. I'm real. I'm here. And I'm happening at a new time. Noon to 3, Monday through Friday, where it's happening, WNBC Radio 66, New York. Be here.
Here's Claudine Longer on Monitor, pussyfooting through the park.
I sit and wonder as I watch you pass by. How could I get you to give me a try? You know a boy like you is not so easy to find. I'd like to make you mine.
Yeah.
night be here. Do you want to take a walk?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped Javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a Javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Here's Harper's Bazaar and the Battle of New Orleans.
In 1914, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. We caught the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't by as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. See the British come. There must have been a hundred of them beating on the drum. Stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bale and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British got the cover. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire.
Ace Combs, America's best-known, largest-selling hard rubber comb, brings you the first of today's reports on the World Series of Golf, taking place this weekend in Akron, Ohio. Ask any big league ball player, and he'll tell you there are all kinds of unbeatable pitches being thrown at him this year. Well, this is a pitch about Ace Combs, another unbeatable. First, because it's made of hard rubber, which makes it not only hard, but resilient and tough. So tough that you're more likely to lose your ace comb than break a tooth on it. Second, the teeth of an ace comb are individually cut, not molded like plastic combs. Then they're really polished to a smooth, mirror-like finish without any of the sharp edges you'll find on plastic combs to catch your hair or scratch your scalp. Any pitcher knows it takes a long time to become an ace. Well, it takes a long time for a comb to become an ace, too. Most combs are molded in seconds, but it takes 12 days of care and craftsmanship to make an ace. Make your next comb an ace. For the first of today's reports on the World Series of Golf, we switch now to Len Dillon at the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Henry. Sunny and warm, temperature 77 degrees with the winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour. That's the weather picture here at the Firestone Country Club. Now Jim Simpson and Arnold Palmer will look at the scoreboard as the players leave the fourth green and head toward the 15. Jimmy?
Thank you, Len. Here in the final round of this $50,000 World Series of Golf, Arnold Palmer is our guest, and Arnie, looking at the scoreboard, how things have changed. Bob Golby and Gary Player, through the fourth hole, are now tied. Julius Bros has picked up two bogeys. He is four over. Lee Trevino, even though he's playing par golf, remains, of course, nine over. And you talked to the boys before they went. What was their feeling in this quest for the big 50 grand?
Well, Jim, from what I got from them, talking to them, and from my own opinions, certainly the man to be reckoned with in this very fine foursome is Gary Player, who has... throughout the 2 days of golf, remained pretty constant with his scoring. He hasn't gone up or down or made a lot of bogeys or a lot of birdies. With Bob Golby now tied with Gary, he has played by far the best golf after the front nine yesterday, shooting 40.
What about that little thing called impetus, Arnie? The fact that Golby was five over after the front nine yesterday and then came on with the eagle birdie on 10-11. Does impetus mean that much in a tournament of this kind?
Well, it sure does. And certainly you've got two players here who both can be very determined people, Bob Golby and Gary Player. And I think they might start hitting the ball poorly, but their determination is going to keep this game pretty close.
Well, as of this moment, Gary Player is one over as he was yesterday. Bob Golby, with a birdie, has picked up a shot, is now tied with him one over. Julius Bros has lost two shots to par, is four over, and as we said, Lee Trevino is nine over. That's through the fourth here today, and here again is Len Dillon.
Thank you, Jimmy. Now it looks at the scoreboard as if they're going to post the score for the fifth hole, Jim. Arnold, I think we're going to have a change. Yes, Gary Player has now bogeyed the fifth hole, and he is two over. Trevino has bogeyed the fifth and goes 10 over. Player is two over. Boros has parred it. He'll remain four over. And Bob Golby has parred the fifth hole, so he'll remain one over and now in the lead. So here it is. The fifth is up. A new leader, Bob Golby, plus one through 23 holes. In second place, Gary Player, plus two. In third place, Julius Boros, plus four. And in last place, Lee Trevino, plus 10. And that's the story with the new leader, Bob Golby, at the end of 23. Len Dillon from the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, for Monitor Sports.
On a golf course, an ace means, of course, a hole-in-one. Here's another meaning for ace that applies everywhere. It means the best combs in the world. Ace combs are hard rubber, tough, and resilient. Each tooth is cut, shaped, and polished to a smooth luster, without the ridges that plastic teeth have that catch your hair and scratch your scalp. If you're using an ordinary no-name comb, it might be pulling the hair right out of your head. Get an Ace or a Lady Ace today. Ace Combs, America's largest selling hard rubber comb, we'll bring you another report later today on the action in the World Series of Golf in Akron.
all I do is search.
Oh, hey, you're looking for a good car?
Huh? Oh, no. I have this thing about kicking tires and slamming doors.
Oh.
Hey, you want to hear me beep a horn?
Well... Look, why don't you go see your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer? They've got new and used cars with better ideas.
I beep a very good horn.
I bet you do. See, the same better ideas that make a new Ford-built car a great buy make a used one a great buy.
There aren't many horn beepers these days with perfect pitch.
Oh.
Hey, wait a second. That was a perfect D-flat.
Yeah. Look, you take the two-way tailgate on Ford and Mercury wagons. Now, that's something you won't find on most brand-new wagons. Or the automatic transmission that lets you shift manually as well as automatically.
Oh, really? Right.
Or power front disc brakes, stereo tape players. Better ideas are one of the reasons a Ford Motor Company car delivers more value when you buy it, returns more when you trade it.
Would you like to hear my rendition of the Anvil chorus?
Oh, boy.
I happen to have this Anvil here.
Ford Motor Company has a better idea. Enoch Light and Hang 'em High. And this is Morgan for Monitor, back after news, which follows this little axiom.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
To fulfill all your banking needs, the Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn now provides a new kind of savings account, the day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account, where your savings earn dividends at the anticipated rate of 4.75% a year, even on funds withdrawn before the end of a quarter. An anticipated 4.75% a year from the day you deposit to the very day you withdraw, provided a balance remains in the account to the end of the quarter. It's ideal for those who may need cash between quarters and still get their dividends. This is in addition to the regular Dime of Brooklyn savings account, where the latest dividend is 5% a year paid from day of deposit. All dividends at the Dime are payable and compounded quarterly. You may need both the regular as well as the day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account at the Dime of Brooklyn, so do this at once. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the Dime of Brooklyn, write Savings, WNBC Radio 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. Savings, WNBC Radio 30, Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, the big savings bank for all New York, a member of the FDIC.
Because he carries a lot of weight, important people listen to Big Wilson, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. WNBC Radio 66 and WNBC FM, New York.